Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Sheet Radio with Molly McCord. It is August 6, 2018, and we are in a powerful week. Are you feeling it? Because I am feeling it, and I want to help us move this energy, move it forward, let things go, and we're going to do so in today's show. We're going to do a really deep, powerful healing session together, individually and collectively. So I invite you to be brave with me as we really let go of some big parts of our journeys in this show. And this is the prime time for this work because we're in that phase after a full moon of release, 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 and we're building up to a powerful new moon solar eclipse on August 11th that is a really big download of new energies, new light codes, new vibrations, ascension energies, all that good stuff that propels us forward. But before we can be propelled, we must continue to do our work as we get to that new beginning point. So in today's show, we're going to do something really important. And I invite you to just, and I know this can hurt, but I invite you to just sit and think about the first person that comes up for you that you need to heal with because you felt powerless in your relationship dynamic or situation with them. Now, this will be different for everyone, but this is a pretty universal theme in our lives where there's some situation you felt powerless with another person. It could be your family. It could be at work. It could be with your friends. It could be in your social or local environment community. It could be, you know, personal, it could be professional, it could be when you were younger, when you were a child, it could be when you were a teenager. So please trust what comes to mind for you, and we're going to work with this energy, and this is why we're being brave together, we're supporting each other, being brave collectively, because this is the time, this is the week when we really shift some energies on a deep level. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I started this show back in 2012, and I just recently added the second episode on Mondays, which is where we talk about a healing theme. And then on the Wednesday show, we do more astrology. But let me give you a heads up of what's coming up and already in the mix, because you're going to be feeling it, and it's important to just know that it's okay, know that we're in a big cycle here of energies moving through. So we have Venus shifting into her lovely Libra sign later on August 6th. We have Uranus stationing retrograde on August 8th. It's actually late August 7th. Depends on your time zone. And it's at 2 degrees Taurus 34 minutes. We have the Lion's Gate, which is the 8-8 date, happening this week on Wednesday. And then we have a new moon solar eclipse on Saturday. And each of these energies, we can use them as little checkpoints along the way of what we're preparing, what we're letting go. And to know you're not alone, to know that you're so supported not only in your human energy, in your human form, but in the cosmos. And spiritually, those are two different energies, by the way. Spiritual energy is different than galactic energies, but they all work together, and we are going to embrace them as such. Venus moving into Libra is that partnership relationship energy of support, objectivity, sharing, giving and receiving. And Venus loves Libra, so we have this sense of, I can do it. I'm not alone. I'm connected with others who have the same desire to let some things go, to share, to be open, and to know that I am supported. Uranus stationing retrograde is a big deal, because anytime an outer planet is perceived to slow down, we feel it rumbling and shaking, especially Uranus. There's just that earthquake in Indonesia by Bali, and there's just a lot happening on the planet, and we feel it in our bodies. I haven't been sleeping very well. I was up all last night. I feel like I never fell asleep. I just had this energy pulsing through me. I could literally feel it in my legs. And my crown chakra has been so intense as well. So I'm feeling this Uranus energy. I wonder if you are too. If so, it's because of how these energies are really big for our physical systems, and we can't always absorb or integrate the energy smoothly. It disrupts us, right? It's a disruptive energy. And that's a big energy signature of this week, is it can feel disruptive. We also have Mars retrograde squaring Uranus still. So that energy, that tension is in our bodies, which is Mars. So we have a lot here right now that requires us to always slow it down, not force anything, and to take really good care of ourselves. The Lion's Gate energy, it's 8-8. It's known as the Sirius Lion Gate, and it's sort of, it's S-I-R-I-U-S. It is connected with the Sirian energies and the planet Sirius. And it is when the Earth is in alignment with another planet, then we are connecting and receiving planetary energies outside of our own vibration, outside of our own energy sphere. I mean, you think about how the Earth has all these different spheres, the troposphere, the stratosphere. Well, when we are connected to the energies of another planet, it's about being in alignment with that planet, then we're receiving those energies too, and that's a big deal for right now. I'm going to come back and talk about that in just a moment, more about this 8-8 energy. And then, of course, the new moon solar eclipse on Saturday is a big deal for new beginnings. But why it's significant is because we are ending cycles here that not only started last August, but started many, many years ago as well. It's a giant completion cycle. And as we embrace that, as we essentially clear out what needs to go, we have more space for the new beginnings and the new energies and downloads that are ready to come in. Now, when it's a new moon solar eclipse in Leo, no less, it's as if the sun is magnified, because Leo is in its home sign in the sun, and then you bring in the moon in Leo, and it just gets bigger. So that means we have the ability to literally download more of our own light codes, soul energy, solar energy, and it's big energetically, but it's also big on our physical bodies. So it is a week to take care of yourself, to try and get the water, the whole foods, the rest, the exercise, all of that, and to not rush it, especially with Mars retrograde and Mercury retrograde. It's things are just a little wonky right now. I don't know if you're observing that in your own world, but I know this past weekend there was a lot of things that weren't quite smooth, if you will, simple things that took longer, that had a little bit of twists and turns. That's going to continue as we move through August. So it's our job to, again, just find the zen, find the slowdown, find the pause, and to lower expectations of how long something takes, of how long it takes us to do something. Just keep those expectations low, and it will help with kind of the sledging through some of these energies that crop up. Now, the 8-8 energy is important. So every year we have the 8-8 lineup, and that is significant for how the Earth is in alignment with Sirius. And that's why we call it the Lion Gates, because it's also associated with the energy of Leo, obviously. And what we're really doing is it's a period of ascension energies that support the Earth's ascension. Because other planets have higher vibrating energies than our planet does. And it's understanding that we have support in ascending within ourselves and on the planet, ascending to higher levels of love, compassion, forgiveness, understanding, spiritual wisdom, and as well as galactic energies. The 8-8 is powerful because the number 8 in numerology is a powerful number, and it is about manifestation and abundance and the sense of power you feel in what you've created, and a sense of power that is connected with the timelessness of your soul. Because think about how the number 8 is the infinity symbol. And it's an activation of that infinity imprint that you carry, that we all carry as souls. And so this energy comes through and it supports what we're doing here, because our physical world is temporary and we do have boundaries and things that dissolve and that change form. But we get these downloads of confidence and support during the 8-8 gateway that helps with the personal ascension. Now, just before I started this show, I was doing a little meditation on the 8 as a number. And if you were to look at the number 8, you see how it has that bottom, the bottom, we'll call it the O, and the top O. And when you visualize the number starting to spin, just imagine a number 8 spinning, okay? It is the infinity sign, right, spinning. It is a spiral. The number 8 becomes a spiral, and so it shows how those energies in the lower O of 8 can spiral up into the higher compartment of the number 8. You'll never look at the number 8 again, but it's understanding that it is about moving the energies that are in the lower parts of our energy fields, the density, the ego, the mind, the fears, and we're intentionally spiraling it up to higher vibrations and frequencies. So that is a gift of this week. And it's also why we're going to do a collective healing on some energies that we don't want anymore within ourselves or on the planet. We're going to do a healing exercise that involves forgiveness, completion, and a new sense of your power. The other thing here is that with the Uranus energy so strong this week, in addition to an eclipse, it's shaking, okay? And it's a bit like shaking out what's done and shaking things free and shaking it out. And you could see it as shaking it from your energy field, shaking it from your mind, shaking it from your brain. And literally, I get the image sometimes that our brains can have these deep pockets of darkness that hold our fears. And when we shake our brains, not literally, do not do that at home, you know what I mean? We're talking about figuratively. Like if you're shaking your brain and you shake out what you don't want anymore. And so that's part of the deconditioning process and the reprogramming, okay? So all of this is coming up right now, and that's why we are also moving through strong supportive energies of a rebirth. The solar eclipse is a rebirthing energy because of the levels of consciousness you've arrived at and what you've come to understand about yourself and your true power, even in circumstances, relationships, or situations when you didn't feel you had power. So trust who comes to mind with this exercise of feeling powerless. And this could be in any number of ways. You could have felt this way emotionally, physically, financially. You could have felt this way spiritually or psychologically. It could be, you know, all of the above. It could be so many different ways this plays out. And there's a part of the energy of powerlessness on the globe that's changing. And so we're changing this energy within our own levels of being and our own levels of consciousness. And also, as such, it then permeates out into our auras, into our energy fields, and that's how we change it in the world, Okay, this is working with the energetics of it. And when you are stronger in the energetics of it, stronger, it's sort of like a kundalini rising energy where it gets stronger at that root chakra and it rises up. And so you feel that you get stronger within all of your energy fields, and that is where you can then speak your truth, the throat chakra. You can see new possibilities, new potentials, your third eye, and then you can also feel spiritually supported, which is your crown chakra, in your spiritual growth, your soul's advancement, and also in a bigger connection to your higher self. So this energy of powerlessness, we're moving from your root chakra, and I want to give you that as a visual, because the root chakra is where we basically store our reptilian fears. And reptilian energies are the unevolved energies that are on the planet. There are still reptilian energies around us. There are some countries where there is more of that density. But it's essentially where we go into our fears and then we go into fight. It's where our ego dominates. It's where we have to act a certain way to gain power. And as we ascend, one of the best gifts of ascension is a feeling of powerlessness. Because what that does is it actually rises you out of your root chakra's fears and helps you see things from a higher perspective. So again, you imagine the energy of red, the root chakra's red. Think of, you know, fire, flames, anything inflamed in an unhealthy way. That's what I'm speaking of, unhealthy root chakra energies that are ready to burn off and burn away. And it's only because you had the experience of powerlessness that you're able to see it in that way. And I can feel that this is an emotional topic, and I can feel that there will be some people who need to cry because of where you're processing it, and I welcome you to do that, to feel, to heal whatever comes up for you in whatever ways. This is not stopping it. This is our intention of releasing it. So if you're triggered, you can be triggered with this stuff. It's really big. It's really big. So the energy that is in the root chakra that's unhealthy and out of balance, it moves up into the sacral chakra, which is more of your creative forces and your sense of power and what you can choose and how you feel connected and really alive. And then the energy moves up to your yellow chakra, the solar plexus, which is power, confidence, your sense of self, your sense of being strong in your skin. Then the energy moves up to your green chakra, which is the heart, which is open and aware of love as a being for being here. And then it moves up to your throat chakra, which is where you feel powerful to speak your truth. And this is important right now, this activation of the throat chakra in the Me Too movement, in how more men and women are coming forward to speak their truth, even when it's been so scary. When they've had abuse, when they've had fears, when they've been in these experiences of powerlessness, that strengthening of the root chakra is huge. I just see it as like it busts through a brick wall. Because if you've had that experience, you could have unconsciously been holding a brick wall around your neck to keep you safe. And this is an energetic feeling. I'm totally holding my throat right now because I feel this so strongly. It's how we've learned to survive in some situations where you muffle it down, you hold it in, you suppress. We're going to move it out for you. And then as you do so, you're going to see the strengthening of your throat chakra, the strengthening of your third eye, which is your understanding of all potentials, and that maybe you were held back by one potential, and now it opens up all possibilities. It opens up like that the full field, the full spectrum of possibilities, and then it moves up to your seventh chakra of the spiritual guidance, of being spiritually connected, especially with your higher self, of receiving intuitive knowledge, and again, being in full alignment with your power. So this is the energy channel. And I feel like as I was describing it, many of you were feeling it too. And that was important to walk you through it, to open up these doorways, right? Just bam, 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 open them up, throw them open. Because that's where we're directing the energy to. The powerlessness that you maybe have felt is very important to acknowledge and to work with. And of course, I'm just talking about it from the energetics and from a spiritual perspective. Depending on what this experience was for you, I do recommend that you seek a professional, a counselor, a therapist, a healer, in any form that you need for this support, because these stories of powerlessness are often big in our life development, in our circumstances of how we come to see ourselves in the world. And it is not always a fast process to remove it or to elevate it. So please know that it would be a good, healthy choice to talk to somebody you trust. If you really need to work through more of this, of course, I can't do it. We can do a lot in 45 minutes. But I just want you to know that this is big stuff. It really is, and that you are supported in what you need to do. Now, for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you may recall my episode that I did for you last December, where I shared with you my most recent tough spiritual lesson. And I've had, you know, when you're on a spiritual path, you have tough lessons at times. That just comes with the territory. And this tough spiritual lesson, it's on my website. You can see the link below this show. And it talks about the fact that a very popular and public spiritual person was privately attacking me for 6 years. And the plagiarism, the theft, the harm to my reputation, the way that she was, stalking me, it was a lot. I'm not going to go into that full story in the show. You can either read about it on my website or you can listen to that episode of the podcast for the story of it, because it's important to know that 6 years is a long time to be dealing with this energy. And it was so hard because I couldn't do the typical, quote-unquote, typical earth things that you would do. I talked to lawyers. I talked to other professionals, and I looked at those options. And in this situation, I also, of course, looked at my astrology chart. And I was going through big Pluto transits and big Neptune transits. And those are the energies of transformation and letting go, of surrender, of claiming the bigger cycle. And so a lot of things revealed to me over the six-year period that this was a spiritual lesson for me to master. And as such, I continually did my work with it. I had past life sessions to clear it out. I did Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness prayer. I did a lot of prayer work to show me, what do I need to know? Like, why am I on the end of this horrible attacks? And what is going on with this person energetically? Of course, I don't know her personally. I've never talked to her. I've never had personal contact with her. But she has done a lot of directed harm at my professional work, at my books. This podcast, for example, was removed from iTunes. And I didn't know why. And I had to go find someone at Apple, which, you know, that in and of itself is trying to find a live person to ask a question to. And I was like, what happened to my podcast? Why wasn't it, you know, why isn't it no longer on your site? And he's like, oh, it was reported by her mean girl tribe. Same with my Facebook posts that were really popular. A lot of stuff was targeted at me to stop me, to, I don't even know what the intention was. It clearly was dark. And so I had to continually find my own power in that situation. And what we need to understand is that we always have power when we're moving through these bigger spiritual lessons. And in your world, wherever you felt powerless, it can feel like you're at the bottom of the ocean, the darkest part of the cave. It just can feel overwhelming. You might not see your choices. You might not know what to do. You might have tried things and you're hitting your head on a brick wall. There's different ways this happens for each of us when we are faced with the energy of powerlessness through another person. Now, on the bigger level, the bigger spiritual level, there are gifts in everything, and we know that we're energetically working out something with this other person that might not be in our full consciousness yet, and it's not your full responsibility. Your responsibility is what is on your side of the street, what you are healing, what you are needing to work with within yourself. Your responsibility is not their choices, what they're doing, none of that. And it can feel, and that can also feel really hard. I mean, that's why we can feel like a victim when something is directed at us, when we are being attacked, when someone is wishing us harm. And yet your strength is always in the spiritual and the energetics before you might see it in the physical or through another choice or path. And I'm back, 2 shows in a row. I'm going to look at my connection to see if that's something on my end. But regardless, as I was saying, what we're doing right now is actually experience our inner battle between ego and surrender, between what you believe is your power versus what is your true power. Because your true power is giant, even when the situation, the temporary situation, is overwhelming or small or all involved. Right? Like you're just all in it. And that is what takes up all of your energy. It like sucks in your energy. Well, this is understanding where the surrender is your power. And I don't mean surrender in an irresponsible way or in a sense of I have nothing to do. It's not surrender with self-pity or blame, but it's surrendering and knowing that there's bigger cycles of energies that are moving through here. And what can you do right now today to stay in your choice, to find your choices, and to find your power? There is always this grand timing, and that's what we look at in astrology. We look at the grand timing cycles. We look at, well, what can I do? Where can I go? How can I make my choices right now as I move through a lesson? And there's many different variables in this situation. Of course, I'm talking about the general energetics. But if it's something serious for you, and I mean serious as in abuse, harm, anything physical, anything that was really extreme, it is important that you make choices now for your own health and well-being. If you're in a workplace situation, you might need to be documenting information or reporting it to HR. You know, there's so many different scenarios that are involved, so I'm just providing you with some generalities to consider and to know that your power and your choices is always in right now and in taking care of yourself. And so as you move through that sense of growing power and growing stronger, that is where the energy rises up and you can feel it. Like you can just feel how it's time to speak your truth. It's time to tell someone. It's time to go to a counselor. You will feel the shift, and it will happen because of your own energy changing. See, when we're feeling powerless, we can be stuck in something, and we might want it to change faster than it does. But as you continue your work and you continue the healing that's necessary for you, the energy will change. And that can also be seen in your astrology chart. I was watching my chart, and I could see very clearly that December 2017 was exactly when I needed to speak up and share this story, to share what I've been going through for 6 years. People didn't know. All these people, like, Molly, had no idea. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to bring you in. I didn't want you to feel sorry for me. I didn't want to identify as a victim. I didn't know how to say it right. I had to clear out the emotions of this experience. I had to be at a place of neutrality before I shared it publicly. And I also had to be really clear in my intention, because my intention of speaking up is do no harm. That it could be really easy to go into all the ways I'd want to harm her back for what I lost, for what I experienced, for what didn't happen, for everything that hurt me professionally. And I said, that's not who I am. That's not where I play this game. I'm not going to be at that level. Like, this area, spirituality and experts and teachers, is only getting bigger, because more people are ascending, and we are all spiritual beings here having this crazy human experience. We are all opening up to more of our expertise, our wisdom, our teachings. There's going to be more healers, more authors, more teachers of speakers, and you name it, right? It's only going to get bigger. And so one of my intentions with speaking up is that I wouldn't be surprised that there's other people she targeted, but I might not be the first person she targeted, but I will be the last. No more. No more taking other people down. No more competitive bitchiness. No more mean girl attacks. No more. Like, that's not what this spiritual industry is about. And in fact, maybe you should not be on Oprah, not be on Dr. Oz, not be talking on all of these big stages. And what you should do is walk backstage and look at yourself in the mirror, because that is where the true work happens. And that is what you truly need to heal. It isn't about the stage and the power, the limelight. All of that changes. All of that can fall away. It's looking at yourself. And that is where the healing happens. And so when I was speaking up, when I first spoke up and this blog post went viral, my intention was no more. I don't want anyone else in this industry to go through what I went through, because there is more than enough room for everyone. And when you feel that energy raising up in you, you're going to feel something bigger in you. When you need to speak and you need to share your story, or you need to say something and get off your chest, you're going to feel how you're connected to something bigger than you. And I mean in terms of something bigger than you in your family or in your culture or perhaps in your gender, where you're saying, I'm speaking up for other women. I'm speaking up for other girls. I'm speaking up for other men. I'm speaking up for other boys. I'm speaking up for other people in my religion or my culture or my belief system. Like, you find that you rise up to speak for a bigger energy than just yourself. And that's a part of your power that you tap into. And that's because when you feel that energy rising up in you and it bursts through that brick wall that you had in your throat chakra, you are activating a bigger energy that is also not only spiritually based, but it brings forth other people's courage. And they identify, or they say, me too, literally, me too. And it activates a new energy of justice on the planet, which is not ego-based justice, which is not tit for tat, which is not you did this, I'm going to do this. It's spiritual justice. And it's important to understand how these energies work, because karma is not a good or bad thing. Karma is neutral. Karma is an energy. Karma is a boomerang. You throw out that boomerang, and you threw it out with an intention. And it could be the intention is love, or the intention is fear. We'll just say these big categories. So you throw it out. And if your intention is love-based, that's what comes back around, right? That's where the energy collects and it grows and you feel the love coming back, because that boomerang energy collects more energy, like a Velcro. It collects more energetic particles that come back around to its original source. This is also based and connected to the law of attraction. It's also connected to the law of vibration. I teach a course on the 12 universal laws that go over each of these different 12 spiritual principles. But the energy of karma is essentially a boomerang. So when that boomerang comes back around, it is only coming back around because of what you initiated with your own intention. And so when you speak up and you say, this is the truth, this is my experience, and this is what I'm healing, and you send that energy out, it collects more energy. It collects more of those energetic particles. And then when your intention was to do harm, when you thought you could get away with something, it was underneath the surface, you thought you were clandestine, you thought you could do something and not be caught. It's like that karma comes back around too, because that is it's the brilliance of our universe, is that because you're seen as powerful, what you create comes back around. And this is why we always talk about intention, because intention is the boomerang, and the intention is based on what you chose. Now, another cool thing here that I got this visual of is that everyone plays a role in the big picture, okay? And we know that. We know that spiritually, but our egos forget, because we have silly egos at times. And we forget that we all play an important role. And so I had this visual that if you took everyone's astrology chart and you printed it off, and I don't mean to kill the trees, so just, you know, go with the image here. If you printed all those astrology charts off on the same piece of paper and you stacked them up, and then each piece of paper became transparent, so you have all these energies stacked on top of each other, that's the matrix. That's the matrix. It's all of our energies. And so you get this giant stack of transparent papers, and then you smash it down into one sheet. That's the matrix. And that's how all of our energies form, and that's how we are all one. And so if you try to control or manipulate that, if someone believes that they have the power to do that to you, to take your energy, to plagiarize you, to abuse you, to harm you, to do something that puts you in danger or that really affects you, they have stepped outside their own true power and tried to manipulate a part of the universal matrix, and then they have to self-correct. And that's the karma, is the self-correcting, because that's not who you truly are. You are not your ego. You are not these lower parts of yourself. And so when somebody does this and they believe that they have more power than you, or they do something to make you so that you feel powerless in a situation, you are then invited to self-correct yourself and say, no one takes away my power. No one takes away my strength. No one takes away anything that I am innately. And instead, you are gifted with the opportunity to reactivate who you really are. Because your authentic energy cannot be duplicated, cannot be removed from you, cannot be taken from you. It is like this priceless, beautiful, precious ball of energy within each of us that always exists. And we have to own that powerfully with our own light. Because your authentic energy cannot be duplicated, even when it feels like it was lost or stolen, removed, even if when you were innocent and you were younger and something was taken to you, harm was done to you, something like that, it throws you off energetically. But your authentic self is never thrown off. It never is. And so, like I talked about last week, we're in this new paradigm, right, where those old templates are falling away. The chicken wire, as I described it, is falling away. It's dissolving. And we're bringing in more that's stronger and higher and more light-filled. And it's because we are doing this work together, you're not alone, together, we are activating our own cellular energies. And I feel it as like at a DNA level, it changes your aura, but it changes how you are energetically. And it brings in more of your unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion, higher perspective. And it's because of this part of you that you move forward, that you move on with your power, and you understand how that situation never defined you. Even if it sucked away all your energy for a while, or it pulled you down, or it held you back, whatever that energy felt like to you, now it's coming in faster and stronger. And it helps you to see, I'm going to say, the smallness of the other person. And part of the timing of my sharing this story was how I was I'm emotionally neutral about it. There's parts of it where I still just shake my head, but I'm not as I was, okay? I'm much more level-headed about it, and it's because of that that I can forgive her for being in such fear, when there was no need for it, literally no need to fear anything, because I never saw her as competition. That doesn't truly exist. And I can see how this is potentially a wonderful learning experience. We, as I said before, we live in a generous universe. So whatever you thought you lost, my friend, wherever you were harmed, you were hurt, you were denied, you were abused, you just felt in that powerlessness, please know that the generous universe we live in understands that not only are you capable of moving the energy and healing yourself, whatever is meant for you is going to come back around. And it comes back around through new feelings of love, through new feelings of compassion for seeing something in a different way. This is how we raise our own consciousness. We see something differently because we understand who we were versus who we truly are, and how that can't ever be taken away from you. And so what you're seeing here is how the eternal parts of you, never dimmed, the light never dimmed, it never was turned off. It felt like it when you were in that place of powerlessness. And it's okay to feel that way. In fact, it's necessary for us to move through the feelings that come up. Anger, pain, hurt, anything that feels like it's just so difficult, right? Shame, vulnerabilities, the list goes on. We have to move through them, and that is also your responsibility to feel those feelings, to just be real with yourself of like, this really sucks. I'm really having a hard time. I'm really sad. I'm really upset. Whatever it is for you, to allow yourself to move through that and to allow yourself to return to understand the generosity of the universe, of God, Source, Creator, whatever name you give it, that generosity will continue to soothe you and restore your hope and your faith in yourself. Because it's really just this grand journey of understanding more of ourselves. Now, getting back to this Lion Gate energy of the number 8 spinning and spinning, do you see how if you take that number 8 and you visualize it now getting large and going onto your body. Onto your body, wherever it feels right for you. The lower, I always visualize the lower O of the eight spinning around the lower three chakras, the middle point on the heart chakra, and then the upper eight section, the upper O, on your upper three chakras. You imagine that spinning, and it spins, it ascends, it's a spiral energy. And it spirals you up to more of your own power, understanding, strength, and the forgiveness to just not even care. I mean, I'm just so over that. I'm so over her that it doesn't matter anymore. It's like you take care of yourself in a way that's necessary, and that strengthens you, okay? That strengthens you, and it helps you on your path. And that's why I'm bringing this up again, because I'm completing this, like I said, so that my intention is that no one else in the spiritual industry has to deal with 6 years of that plagiarism, theft, harm, damage, all of it. Done. Because right now we're living in a period of time when it's all hands on deck. Everybody needs everybody. We can't all be specialists in everything. We don't all receive the same messages. Like, it's everybody helping everybody. There's this new collaboration. It's the Aquarian age. That's what the Aquarian age is about, community, all hands on deck. And there's just going to be even more people coming up and coming forward, and everyone should feel safe to offer their gifts in the world. And I hope that's not just an idealistic statement. I do intentionally want that to be a truth. And that's the vibration to hold, is that no one can really take away anything of who you are. And when I was in my powerlessness, I had a really good friend who said to me, you know, Molly, she can try and take away your energy, but you'll just get more of it because it's your own energy. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. I never thought of that. And that's what I want to offer you too, is that no one can take away who you really are, what you truly do, what you truly offer. No one can, because it's you. And so you put up the new boundaries. You put up the new requirements. You say, this is this, and that's not okay. You say, this is what's on my side of the street and my side of the fence, and I don't want any of that. And you push it back. You send it back. You feel yourself getting energetically stronger. All of that happens when you do this work. And that's what we're supported in doing this. So consider that person that you need to energetically work with for your own sake. This is all about you, by the way, all about you. It's not about them. They have their own choices, their own free will. You have no control over what they choose or do. That's their journey. We're talking about you, what you need to do, what's right for you, what's in your highest and best growth. And that's where you change the energy within yourself. And that's where you're going to feel this return of your own power. And I wouldn't be surprised if you feel that it heals lifetimes of energies, because it's that big and it's that powerful. I even had some really good Akashic Records sessions with someone who helped me understand my fuller energetic experience with this person, and that just helped for the peace of mind. So you might want some kind of past life reading with your person, or Akashic Records, shamanic journeying. There's so many different ways you could experience this to heal it for yourself. But please understand that we're supported in this, and also know that whenever you hear this show, it's the right time for you. Because people will come to this show after it's live and after this week and understand that it's right for you whenever this arrives in your ears. So we are creating this new paradigm. We are really deeply releasing. We're saying, sayonara, sweetheart. We're saying goodbye. I don't need any of you anymore. Like, you're really saying goodbye, and let that be enough. Because when you do that and you find that place of emotional neutrality and you're detached, you're going to feel something that you can't quite put into words, and it will be fantastic. It will be amazing. And then you'll see it differently, and then you'll say, oh, that's what I was learning. That's what I was healing. That's why it played out like this. And that comes when you are really in your power around it, and you're in your place of completion, and it's up to us to complete it. And that's why it's like, no more. You are done. And goodbye to you. The exit's over there. And see you never. That's the energy. That's the energy. So trust who comes up for you. Understand how supported you are. Understand you're not alone. And remember to connect it to something bigger than you, because that's also part of the spiritual growth, is that you understand that you're healing it across multiple timelines, dimensions of time, and lifetimes, and that when you do that, it will move through even faster, especially this week with the Uranus stationing and the solar eclipse. It's just like pow, pow energy. So on Wednesday's show, we're going to talk about more about the astrologies of right now, and we're clearing out so that we can receive for the eclipse. And it's a big new eclipse. It's a big new cycle. It's a big beginning point. And it's time. It's time. You're ready, even more than you know. And there is a new sense of courage, confidence, strength, risk-taking. This is a time when you'll feel that you're ready to take the risk to be more of yourself, to truly be yourself, to truly be, this is me, here I am ready, let's do this. Okay, let's end it on that note, all right? Let's do this. And I'll be back on Wednesday, as I said. Please know that if you want to learn more astrology, I added more teaching videos to my YouTube channel. And, of course, I have the introductory astrology course that you can purchase and do online. It is self-paced, and it is something that you can just follow along and learn your chart like a professional astrologer. So you can check that out on my website, consciouscoolchic.com, and I will look forward to connecting with you on Wednesday. And until then, my friend, your power is always with you. It's all an illusion when it leaves or when it feels like it's outside of you. And I know that it's coming back stronger and brighter than you've ever experienced before. So thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful week, and I'll see you soon. Namaste.